Hello and welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. Well, as a lot of popular prophetic interpretations state, there's a resurgence of paganism in the world. We're even seeing it in the military, and definitely has prophetic implications because there's a common interpretation of Bible prophecy that in order for a lot of the prophecies to work, and especially in order for there to be some type of one world religion, there must be a worldwide return to some form of paganism, whether it be through the New Age or it could even be worship of aliens. You know, some have proposed it's got to be something like that to be all-inclusive yet exclusive of Christianity. So a recent report came out from the Navy Times that heathenism, paganism in the military is experiencing a resurgence. So that is really important. We're going to talk about that. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe to this channel, click the bell for notifications. And if YouTube doesn't notify you, just keep checking back every day or go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Go there anyway. You get lots of information. You don't only get Peck Report there. You get Peck Underground Church. You get Into the Multiverse, Chalk Talk, several other things. So go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for all of that. Again, this comes from NavyTimes.com. Heathenry apparently is experiencing a resurgence, and it seems like it's of the likes that hasn't been seen in a very long time. So this heathenry, the polytheistic religion, one that traces its origin from Norse myths that tell of the universe's creation and prophecy, it prophesies a destructive end, and it was at one time stifled following the end of the Viking Age and subsequent spread of Christianity. So this is something that Christianity had already taken care of, but it's experiencing a resurgence now. So one such collection of myths that's called the Prose Edda, authored by Icelandic historian, poet, and politician Snorri Sturluson, sometime around the year 1220, it provides a lot of what the modern world knows about Norse mythology. Yggdrasil, Asgard, and the Aesir, a tribe of gods and goddesses with familiar names like Odin, Thor, Loki, Frigg, and Idun. This also might help explain part of why that's made a resurgence in popular culture through superhero movies such as Thor and the Avengers and stuff. But now, nearly 800 years after Sturluson's Edda, a small group of sailors aboard the aircraft carrier John C. Stennis has adopted these deities as the pillars of their religion, according to a Navy release. Really strange stuff. You know, why would this happen? The chapel on board Stennis is where aviation electrician's mate, Second Class Joshua Wood, a once Roman Catholic sailor from Eagle River, Alaska, fills the duties of heathenry lay leader, a position of religious leadership that must be appointed by a unit's commanding officer. So as the most senior practitioner of heathenry, he has been observant for 5 years now. Wood is tasked with leading a small group of sailors devoted to the Norse gods and goddesses in weekly services that are even advertised on the ship's one main circuit. So this is one example of many, many, many examples where the world is returning to paganism, to pagan thought. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis has talked a lot about this, about just the inundation of witchcraft in Washington, D.C. He's worked in the Pentagon for many years, but he's kind of an insider. He's been on this channel before. We'll bring him back sometime, but he's talked openly about that, how there it is ridiculous how much witchcraft goes on in Washington, D.C., in the leadership of the country. So this is one example of many, but there's this worldwide resurgence. So going along more with this example, Wood was just in high school when he enrolled in a mythology class that he says, quote, opened my eyes to the Nordic gods, end quote. So from there, he examined the famous Eddas, like Sturluson, to learn more, eventually coming to the realization that he identified with the polytheistic faith in a way he never had with Catholicism. So isn't that interesting? He was missing something. He was missing something from Catholicism. He was missing something. And in order to fill that, he went to this Norse thing, this polytheistic thing. Now, is that Catholicism's fault? There are people who fall away from the church, from evangelical Christianity as well, and get into New Age. I was one of those. Was that the church's fault? Maybe in some regards, but it was also my fault for allowing it to happen and not being strong enough in faith to stand up against the allure of these other false gods. So for this guy, it didn't take long before this sailor discovered a group of like-minded heathens in his hometown of San Diego, one that helped cement his perception of his newfound faith and his place in his community. So he said in the release, quote, "They are my surrogate family. They helped me understand my religion, and with their help, I transitioned from someone who was merely interested in the religion to someone who is well-versed enough to lead others in prayer. I went through them to get certified to lead services on the ship," end quote. Notice that very first thing that he said. "They are my surrogate family." So there was something missing that these other heathens were able to provide. There was something missing. I had a very similar experience when I got into New Age. I got into it primarily because I had thought I found a family that I was missing. You know, in my family, with my friends, I couldn't talk about the things that I was interested in or believed in because I would either be laughed at or mocked or not believed if I talked about some of the experiences I was going through, the spiritual problems. So it was very easy for people who are just relatively nice. It was very easy for me to latch onto those people and think of them as family. That's the first thing he said, is they are my surrogate family. So I would be willing to bet whatever that hole that he had, whatever was missing, what he wasn't getting from Catholicism or from his own family, I bet it had something to do with that. It's something I would be willing to bet there was some type of forsaking of the fellowship. You know, Scripture tells us not to forsake fellowship with one another. And there are Christians that will use that and say, that's why you have to go to church every single week. That's not exactly what it means. I mean, if that's how you fellowship, great. But that specifically isn't a call to go to church. It's just a call to not close yourself off and refuse to talk to any other Christians. We need interaction. We need family. We need to have that fellowship. And when you miss that, then you start going after other strange beliefs, other strange gods, because you're trying to make yourself feel special. You want to feel special, and the people closest to you aren't giving you that, so you'll go out and find something different. You know, that's what led me into New Age. New Age made me feel different, unique, special. And then once I learned that, you know, once I realized I already had those things in Jesus, in Jesus, in the faith that I was brought up in Christianity, I already had those things. And I realized that I was forsaking Jesus for my own self-indulgence. That was when I had to get out. But I bring up the story to say that, you know, for one thing, pray for this guy, but also that this is an ongoing problem. More and more people are falling into this kind of thing. And it is definitely a fulfillment of prophecy, because how else is a one world religion going to work when so many people believe so many different things? It works in New Age. In New Age, there's lots of people that believe all sorts of different things, and it's all accepted. It's all just fine, unless you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're not welcome in the New Age. You have to believe in and follow a different version of Jesus that's very different from the biblical Jesus. So it's interesting that he said that the first thing out of his mouth, the first thing he said about this whole deal was that they're my surrogate family, and then he got more into his study of the religion. Now, with his acquired knowledge, Wood has encouraged other sailors with inquisitiveness of heathenry to attend a sumbul, which is a ceremony traditionally consisting of toasting and reciting poems or songs. Aviation electronics technician Airman Joshua Sikorsky attended one of these ceremonies led by Wood, and he said, quote, "Just like Wood, I was not born a heathen. End quote. Now, this guy was born in Norway and raised in Minnesota. So he continues on, quote, I went to Lutheran services with my parents when I was growing up, but it always felt forced. I never felt like I connected with anything spiritual until I visited Norway and discovered a group of heathens who opened my eyes to their religion, end quote. So listen, at this point, I want to set aside the labels of Catholicism, evangelicalism, all that. Let's set those titles to the side and let's just ask the question, how far gone is the church? How spiritually dead is the church right now when somebody has to go with a group of heathens to pray to gods that they've only just heard of, to get some sort of spiritual connection? That is where this hyper literalistic approach to the Bible, that it leads you into trouble. Also, a hyper sensationalistic or a hyper metaphorical approach to the Bible will do the same thing. You know, everything's got to be taken in balance. But this guy was saying that he didn't connect with anything spiritual. The same thing happened to me when I was growing up. I didn't connect to anything spiritual either until I was in New Age. But then, you know, after a while, I grew up and realized that was not correct, and that you can have a very real, deep spiritual experience through Christianity and only through Christianity, because Christianity is the only religion that honors the actual all-powerful God that exists, the only one true God. We need to pay attention to this, because we need to pay attention to this on how we interact with our friends in our churches, how we raise our kids, all that stuff. Now, one good place, here's a little segue just into this real quick. A good place that people will go for these types of things to get some spirituality, to get some meat, some spiritual meat, is the prophecy conferences or things like that. I mean, I've often heard, I speak at these things all the time, and I've often heard people say that this has basically become their church because they can't talk about these things at church. Well, the good news is there is an upcoming one that I will be speaking at. This is the Hear the Watchman Conference. It's Sounding the Alarm. That's the name of it. Jesus is coming March 28th through the 31st. Now, I have a promo code for you to get money off of your tickets, $20 off your tickets. Use the promo code Josh20. Very important you do that. Do it today, because this is going to sell out fast. But look at these amazing speakers we have. And there's some that's not even listed that I just know that they're going to be talking. I get advanced notices of this stuff. But Gary Wayne is going to be speaking. Irvin Baxter, we have myself and Stephen Bancars. We're going to be talking about the New Age deception and stuff like that. Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perat, Dr. Michael Lake. We got all sorts of great, wonderful, very talented speakers. It will be a day unlike any other. You want to make sure that you attend. So get your tickets now. Go to hearthewatchmen.com, M-E-N, or you can just go and click the link in the description below. I put a link in the description below for this. Click that. Use the promo code Josh20. Make sure you use that code to get some money off your tickets, and do it today, because this is going to sell out fast. But yeah, it's unfortunate that the church has been so stagnant that people have to fly to a conference in another state, most times in another state, just to get some kind of spiritual either experience or understanding, or just to get some spiritual meat. You know, I mean, churches are still feeding the flock with just milk, and where's the meat? You have to go to these conferences to get it, or you have to watch Peck Report or something like that to get it. So but that's what's happening here. It's a very small example of a larger problem. So it goes on to say that despite their newfound religious clarity, much of what heathens like Wood and Shakovsky observe remains a mystery to those on the periphery of the faith's beliefs and practices. Rumors surround the religion and its followers, like Shakovsky, who said he's fielded inquiries about everything from whether they perform ritualistic animal sacrifices to whether they're racial supremacists. He says, quote, not only is the the farthest from the truth, but it is hurtful, end quote. So no matter the cosmic disconnect between heathenry followers and the oblivious to its tenets, there's no denying that this religion has gained a foothold, however small, in the U.S. military. But that's why it's important to pay attention to it now. If we ignore it, we got another New Age thing on our hands. It was ignored in the 60s. New Age just was looked at, and actually a lot of times today, it's looked at as just a few crazy people in Sedona, Arizona. It's not. It's not. So it was able to get a foothold because it wasn't being paid attention to. It wasn't being dealt with. So just last April, a soldier from the 795th Military Police Battalion was granted an accommodation to grow facial hair as part of his pagan faith. So the soldier's commander, Colonel Curtis Schroeder, wrote in a memo approving the soldier's request, quote, "In observance of your heathen Norse pagan faith, you may wear a beard in accordance with army uniform and grooming standards for soldiers with approved religious accommodations," end quote. And then in 2013, the image of Mjolnir, commonly known as the Hammer of Thor, was added to the list of symbols that can be used on veteran headstones, such as those at Arlington National Cemetery. So such strides of religious freedom apparently are the thought is that they'll help dispel outlandish myths like those disputed by Schakowsky, who says, quote, "Heathenry is a religion of peace and community. It helped me connect with people on the ship that I would have just passed by," end quote. Well, I'll tell you what. That excuse is commonly used for any religion, that it's of peace and community, it's love and faith. And that's why New Age adopts all these. New Age brings all these in, and they'll say, oh, New Age is a religion of peace. Or, you know, typically they won't use the word religion, but they'll say it's, you know, it's a way of life. It's just peace and love and all this. Well, you know, it's fake. It's just flat out fake. Christianity is the only one that's going to give you some true love, because the God of the Bible is the only God that's going to be honest with you. He's going to be honest with you as a loving father should. He's going to help you through your faults. He's not going to lie to you and say that you're great how you are. But he loves you so much that he was willing to die for you. And he did. So he showed that. But he's like any good father. He's going to correct you while you're wrong in a loving way, but he's going to show you how to get better. But you still ultimately have free will if you're going to follow him or not. That's the whole deal. That's true love, free choice, all this stuff. And outside of all these lies that are being told in these other religions. So don't think of this as just some small story that we can just ignore and push to the side because it's just a group of sailors. You know, somewhere. This is going to keep growing. It's already been growing for what, close to a decade now. It's going to keep growing. It's going to keep getting worse, and it's going to keep getting accepted. We need to get out there, and we need to evangelize, and we need to show the true love of God, of the Bible, the true love of Jesus. And we reflect that. The only way that we can show that is by us loving each other. When Jesus prayed, he asked the Father, he asked God that we would love each other, that we would be in such a unity that it's comparable to the unity of Jesus and the Father. We would have that much unity. You know, we're not seeing that at all today. But he said, for the reason why do we need to be unified like that? For the reason is so that the world will know who Jesus is. So the world will know that he came, he died for everybody, and they can find salvation in Jesus Christ and in no other. That's the best way to get through to people, is we have to unify with each other. That doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, but that means that we still need to unify despite our disagreements. If we have a different rapture belief, we just need to get over it. We need to grow up, and we need to love each other anyway. We need to learn how to have good, honest conversations about that instead of damning each other to hell or saying that whatever person's rapture belief is a lie from the pit of hell. We got to grow up and knock it off with that stuff. Otherwise, we're going to get more of this kind of stuff. So if you want paganism and heathenism to rule the world, then by all means, if you're a Christian, keep fighting with other Christians. God's not going to be happy with you. God certainly wasn't happy with me when I was spending my life doing that years and years ago. And it's better to learn that lesson now than learn it when you're standing face to face with the Lord, and he's telling you what what you did and what you could have done for the kingdom. So none of us are perfect. We all need to have some humility, and we all need to have a little grace and a little understanding with one another. Learn how to operate in love. Okay, all that being said, please subscribe to this channel. I would love to know what you think about this. Have you seen examples in the world of a rise in paganism and heathenry? Have you seen this? What have you seen out in the world? What have you experienced? What's your testimony? Did you come out of some of these things maybe? I would love to know about that. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. I would also like to know what you think the solution is. I told you what I think the solution is. What do you think the solution is? Leave me a comment. Please subscribe. Click on the bell. Keep visiting joshpeckdisclosure.com. Every day you're going to get breaking news. Every day prophecies being fulfilled several times a day. That's how we're able to report on this so much on Peck Report on this channel. But yeah, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for even more information. The website is updated every day, so you'll want to check that out. And yeah, don't forget to get your tickets to the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas 2019. I will see you there. Remember that promo code Josh20. All right, it's been good talking to you. I'm glad that we had this talk. I love you all, and till next time, take care and God bless.